This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
The Springfield Airport Authority met the other night, Tuesday night. Seven board members were at the meeting. One of the city appointments, I say city because the city can appoint four, the county appoints three. One of the city appointments, Mr. Myers, had a conflict of interest and refrained from voting. The remaining vote was the three for appointed or from the city appointed by the city went for Mike Houston. The three appointed by the county went for Frank Balla. Frank Balla, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Bring me up to date. Was this a usual thing? We didn't see it on the agenda. Was it? Do you do this once a year to reorganize? What's going on?
There was four agendas on July. By our bylaws, we have our annual meeting to pass the budget, the tax levy, to handle all of the last month's business, and then we have the annual meeting for the appointment of the chairman and the other officers. There's, you have a meeting, you adjourn, you call the next meeting to order, you do that business, you adjourn, and then you go into that.
Mr. Balla, you've been chairman of the Airport Authority Board for how many years now?
Chairman for 14, on the board, I think, for 18.
Right. Up in 2002, I see, appointed probably by Karen Hesser, or the city, I would think. Or maybe were you appointed by the county? I'm sorry.
I think there was a county. I think Andy Van Meter, yeah.
Okay. So were you aware that there was going to be a question about you continuing as chairman of the Airport Authority Board?
Yeah, I found out at the last minute, the night before the meeting, the mayor called me personally and said it was time to go a different direction. And I said, oh, God, Mayor, I hope it's not the direction you're running the city. But anyway, he said that they were going to have this. And I said, well, it's the annual meeting, and that's the way it is. But the problem is there is that the Airport Authority is established under state of Illinois law. And in Section 68.8, the Airport Authority constitutes a municipal corporation and a body public separate and apart from any other municipality, the state of Illinois, or any other public or governmental agency, and has the powers enumerated in that section.
Mm-hmm.
All other powers, incidental, belong to the Airport Authority. So the mayor has no legal authority to call me to tell me that. And that kind of upset me. I saw no reason to change. It turned out to be from a board that for 14 years that I was chair, we never had one dissenting vote. And all of a sudden, the mayor says there's time for a change. I don't know what you can change, Sam. When I got on the board, Abraham Lincoln Airport didn't even have the name Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
We had that dangerous intersection going into the airport, crossing the air guard there. We had dilapidated buildings. We had potholes in our parking lot. We didn't have a aviation school to speak of. We had a hangar that Lincoln Land rented from us, but to take care of a rumor here, Dick Levi donated $845,000 to build the classrooms for Lincoln Land College.
Mm-hmm.
And Dick Levi did that as a friend of mine. I asked him personally. The chamber's taking credit for it, blah, 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 Sam. That's Springfield politics. You've been to more than one rodeo. You understand.
Yeah, exactly. Did the mayor, again, say anything besides different direction? Did you ask him what direction you wanted to go? I mean, what's behind this, Frank Balla? Is it, again, politics? You think, you know, I don't know, and yet Mike Houston, I think, appears to be the same political party that some of you folks on the board. What do you think it's about?
I think it's 100% politics. I think that, as I said earlier, the mayor has mismanaged the city. I think we know the city's out of money. He's probably thinking that by taking over the Airport Authority, he might be able to siphon money out of there. I don't know those answers, but He didn't give me any more direction except it was time to take the border in a different direction. And again, that's what I made my question about. I hope you don't run the board like you run the city.
Can I ask you, it's a 3-3 vote. Do you stay on as chairperson for another term, or will there be another vote coming up? And why did the one member abstain from voting?
I cannot speak for that member. You would have to ask them personally, because they do not have to disclose their reason.
Okay,
they can either recuse themselves or just vote present. Yes, but I'm on for another year, because of bylaws say there's only one annual meeting, and it is in July, the third Tuesday of July every year. So I don't know how they can change the. You can't go back in time. You can't amend the bylaws and say, okay, let's go back to
right to
July of 2020 and hold a do-over. I mean, this is not a kid's softball game. And I just I don't know. Sam, you know my reputation. You know what I've done. You
yes,
know
sir.
The,
yeah.
By the way, our friend Adam Lopez is still not in a good place.
Yes.
I don't know what I could have done wrong. Our budgets has always been no tax, no major tax increases. We generate our own money, most of our own money at the airport. Only about maybe a third of our budget is taxes.
Mm-hmm.
We do the baggage loading and the ticket sales for
right.
Allegiant.
Exactly.
Landing fees. Millions of our dollars are because we work for them. And I've got a good staff. The board, like I said, we had no rebellion for 14 years.
Well, Frank, let me interrupt. Okay, what's the future going to hold? You obviously are going to look around that table now and see three people who wanted someone else's chairperson. Is the board, you and these members, able to put that behind you and move on?
That's going to be a good question. The city members, appointees, have asked for it, but we'll put on the agenda the revote in August meeting for the annual meeting. Well, I don't know how in the hell they could do that, but that's their intention. As far as getting along with each other anymore, I don't know. I've done everything to keep that board as a smooth running board. Now, could I trust the other people? Do I know that they're not always trying to backstab me? Am I going to have all my law books and Robert's Rules of Order books and everything else at every meeting? I don't know what to do. August will tell me what the future is, but I'm really disappointed in the mayor thinking that he has power during the regular meeting before we even get to the election.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie Drew, who's the mayor's sister and also deputy mayor,
yes,
got up on the public. When I'm on the public side, any mentions are in the public, it's on our agenda.
Sure.
And said, I'm here on behalf of Mayor Jim Langfelder, representing that he would like to put forth the name of Nancy Bear to be the representative as comptroller. Well, first of all, she has no legal authority to be there. I told her she was not a member of this board, out of order. Well, we haven't filled the comptroller's position in 9 years.
Okay.
We're saving money. We don't need it. We've got outside auditors and everything else. But guess who? You know, the same time that they're pushing Nancy Bear down as comptroller, the New Journal Register's got the article about the $10 to $12 million deficit in the city. Well, Nancy Bear is married to Jim Langfelder's brother. So I don't know if the city is the is a Langfelder employment agency or the city of Springfield. And she also sits on the Oak Ridge board. So what What is the mayor looking for? Did she get everybody a retirement from when he gets out of office?
Frank Valla, you never walk away from controversy, my friend, and you always have your research thorough. So they are going to try to introduce a motion to have another annual meeting, which would mean another vote. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what they're asking for, yes.
And can that be done by a simple 4-3 majority?
I do not believe so. I'm working on illegal. Sam, I have hired my own personal attorneys, too.
Okay, I know.
I'm going to pay out of my pocket. This is not it's not fair. You know me. I do great things for great people because I want the best of this world. And we got people unemployed. We got people getting evicted from their houses. And the mayor wants to put his sister-in-law on another commission that spends money that we haven't spent in 9 years. You know, Sam, I don't even take a salary from that airport, and I haven't.
So the comptroller's position out there has been open for 9 years, you're telling me?
I may be off a year or two,
okay.
But at least 9 years,
all
yeah.
Right. So you are functioning without that cost.
Okay. It pays $125 a month.
What does?
The comptroller's position.
Oh, I thought it's not a full-time position then.
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, I guess what you would say, officers of the board.
Gotcha. Okay, I didn't know how
we
that
have
works.
A,
okay,
we have a secretary, a treasurer, and a comptroller that we never use that position because it's just a redundancy of what we operate ourselves, and it's a savings of money. And I just don't know what happened. Mayor Houston all of a sudden felt it was important to fill that position after he made comments at every annual meeting, because he's the chairman of my budget committee. About the savings of the money, and I see no reason to have to fill that position, and then boom, the smooth airport authority turned into a political battle.
Unbelievable. Frank Valla, thanks for your time. We will follow it closely. Keep us informed. We've invited both sides if they would like to talk about this to do that, and you accept our invitation. Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.